Whatever the Supreme Court decides about the EPA regulating greenhouse gases from autos, General Motors has seen the future of the automobile and now says it's electric. The company announced its plans at the LA Auto Show. Our Western Bureau Chief Ingrid Lobet has our story.
In recent years, GM has faced disappearing dollars, market share, and public confidence. Chairman Rick Wagoner's job is to turn that around. And at the LA Auto Show, he said cars that run on electricity are a big part of that plan.
In fact, I'm announcing today that GM is significantly expanding and accelerating our commitment to the development of electrically driven vehicles beyond what we've already committed to with our fuel cell and hybrid programs.
Wagoner said gasoline and diesel will be the principal vehicle fuels for some time, and he said GM will be building lots of cars that can fill up on ethanol. But he emphasized electricity, mentioning it or electrically driven or plug-in cars 34 times in his keynote speech. He seemed to resurrect a technology GM killed just a few years ago, saying consumers weren't interested.
Electrically driven vehicles, when operated in an all-electric mode, are zero-emission vehicles. And when the electricity itself is made from a renewable source, the entire energy pathway is emissions-free. Electrically driven vehicles offer great performance with extraordinary acceleration, instant torque, and so on.
Wagoner said GM will build a version of its Saturn View hybrid that plugs in to recharge, but he gave no timetable.
But I can tell you that this is a top priority program for General Motors.
Electric car enthusiasts have waited for a major car company to make such an announcement, though announcements without timetables can mean little. And the term electrically driven can be used for anything from fuel cells to diesel hybrids. But Ron Kogan of the Green Car Journal says just because the term is broad doesn't mean it's empty PR.
It's not a greenwashing thing really at all. By using electric drive and by committing to it, you're going in that pathway that takes you to a better place.
Nearby, some protesters were more skeptical about promises made in the shimmering showrooms. They held a greenwash car wash. But other auto show veterans said there's no doubt the industry's undergoing a turnaround and that real money is now backing greener cars. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet in Los Angeles.
Hear our program anytime on our website or get a download for your MP3 player. The address is loe.org. That's loe.org. You can reach us at comments@loe.org. Again, comments@loe.org. Our postal address is 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. And you can call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. CDs and transcripts are $15.